by Thea. The Bill of Fare this Sunday night, if you tune in at 10 o'clock, and we hope you will, is Copenhagen by Michael Frayn. Of course, it's always an all-star cast. This one has to do with what the world would have looked like had the Nazis been the first to build an atomic bomb. Werner Heisenberg, one of Hitler's lead nuclear scientists, famously and mysteriously met in Copenhagen with his colleague and mentor, Niels Bohr, one of the founders of the Manhattan Project. This is a Tony Award-winning drama as well. So tune in at 10 o'clock on Sunday for that. It's part of their Relativity series. And this one stars one of my favorites, Alfred Molina, as Niels Bohr. Now, LA Theater Works also has upcoming, starting on Friday, April 12th, and running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Oslo by J.T. Rogers. And this is going to be recorded live in front of an audience, as they do. Eventually, it'll be airing on our airwaves here at KPFK. But if you want to see it done live, and I just think it's so fascinating to watch them and then hear it again on air, and how different it sounds, depending on whether or not you've got the visual and you can hear that wonderful dialogue. But we have one of the stars of that, one of our favorites, Darren Richardson. Hello, Darren.
Hey, Donna, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very, very well, thanks. Great to speak to you again.
Of course. Now, are you ready to jump into this? This is a wonderful play that you guys are taking on this time.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm as ready as I always am for these shows. I'm really looking forward to it. We've got a great show coming up, and we've got a great cast, and it's an important piece, as you know.
Well, and you've done a number of these before, so you're a LA Theater Works veteran. this one, of course, this is directed by Brian Kite, who's actually in charge of the theater program over there at UCLA. But this is about a very, very important historical event, sort of the back channel negotiations that brought around the peace accords between Palestine and Israel, back when people still believed in diplomacy and negotiating and things like that. This is a wonderful play. What is your role in this endeavor?
Well, right now I'm playing Jan Egeland, the Norwegian foreign minister, and Ron Pundok, and but by the time we come to showtime, I could be playing multiple roles if Brian Kite's anything to do with it, because this is, as you know, we all jump in on Monday for rehearsals, and anything could happen in the next few days until the show opens on the Friday. We've got a great show assembled this time with some other LA veterans like Andre Saluzzo, Edita Brechter, Matthew Floyd Miller, and as you said, Brian Kite's directing, who I've done multiple shows with there. And yeah, we're looking forward to putting on this important show.
Well, and you've also got a lot of other things going on your plate as well. I was looking at some recent notes that you sent. You've got something with Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, and some other stuff.
Yeah, Velvet Buzzsaw, a movie that's streaming on Netflix, which is quite fun, all about the L.A. art world, and it's a horror film as well. It's it goes into a lot of different genres. I just shot a few episodes of a show called The Baxters, which will be streaming soon, and a film, The Meanest Man in Texas, which I did, is coming out in select theaters on May 17th, I believe. So there's a few things in the pipeline, which is very nice. But it's always nice when, you know, to do the TV and to do the film, but it's nice to get back to being on stage and at my home, which is LA Theater Works.
And these do happen at the UCLA James Bridges Theater, which is a beautiful venue, and they're recorded live Friday night at 8, Saturday at 8, and also a matinee at 3, and then finishing up on Sunday at 4. So people can go to latw.org for tickets and further information on this. But the exciting thing is that you're there, as you said, in front of a live audience, and these are full out. You do have script in hand, but this is not a staged reading. These are rehearsed, and everybody's totally 100% into it.
That's right. The common misconception when people, you say, well, I'm doing this show, and they go, oh, it's a staged reading, and you're like, no, it's not. It's a totally theatrical, immersive experience. We have live actors on the stage, scripts in hand, but we have Foley that's taking place. We have an amazing sound design by Mark Holden, who's a sonic genius. We have projections that are projected over the back. It really is it's a full on experience. It really is not to be missed. It's not your sort of 1940s staged radio play reading, as it were. Like you say, it's Friday through Sunday next week. Tickets are on latw.org, and I know people often say tickets are selling fast, but for this show, they really are selling fast. People want to see it. We've got the West Coast premiere of Oslo, we're the first ones to do it on the West Coast.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and as you mentioned, what a wonderful cast. J.D. Cullum, Matthew Floyd Miller, of course, yourself, Andre you can say his name better than I can.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, that one.
And Anthony Azizi, of course, he's recreating the role, I think, from the Broadway production, right?
That's right. He was in the original Broadway production. This show was done on Broadway. It was done in London's West End. It was a big hit in both places. And it's really, really captivating, you know, about the secrecy, government diplomacy, tribalism, recognition of common interests, putting aside concerns for a greater good, and the back channel negotiations that went on in Oslo to make this happen. And there's a lot of sort of secrecy, espionage, and J.C. Rogers has managed to put all of this across in a thrilling, entertaining way with also a lot of humor in it as well. I think the audience is going to be surprised. There's a few laughs. It's an edge of the seat thriller, but there's a few laughs in it as well.
Well, I do want to thank you for joining me. Your cell phone's cutting out a little bit, Darren, so we do have to wrap it up. But again, my guest is Darren Richardson. The production is LA Theater Works production of the 2017 Tony Award winner for Best Play, Oslo, about a vitally important area of the planet. And this was the historic peace accords between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So God willing, we'll have such diplomats in our future negotiations soon. Thank you so much, Darren, and I'll look forward to seeing it on Sunday.
See you next week.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.